to greet you this morning in the name of Jesus. Our risen Lord and Savior, I'm sure that if I would ask you to raise your hand if you believe we're living in the last days, you would probably raise your hand. I thought about the devotions this morning and how that Adam and Jesus were tempted in the same three areas. And you and I are tempted in the same three areas today. Satan is still busy working. I want to take you to Matthew 24. I'm not going to take time to read the whole chapter, but we'll bring verses out along the way. The importance of recognizing the times that we're living in. Now, while you're getting Matthew 24, I'm going to read three verses out of Matthew 16. Simply here this morning to show you what the scriptures have to say. I'm going to read verses 1 to 3 in this chapter 16, first of all. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather because today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but ye can't discern the signs of the times. As you think about this chapter 24 in Matthew, I want you to lay aside the different views of eschatology that are among us, and I'm well aware of that. But I want to emphasize the importances of recognizing the times in which we live. He rebuked the religious leaders here. They can estimate the weather for tomorrow by the red sky. And ignoring God's activity can lead to missed opportunities and spiritual blindness. And maybe while the Jews did not have it all figured out, just how Jesus was going to come, you and I don't either. But I do believe that we need to respect each other in our viewpoints. And I believe that if we can't respect each other, then we have another problem. It's a deeper problem. But the key points this morning, Jesus rebuked his religious leaders, and are we paying attention to what God is doing in our generation today as we near the end time? I just want to point out a number of things in the chapter 24 of Matthew, and we could go on from there, and I will bring in some other scriptures along the way. But the first thing we see is verse 5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. We see false Christs, false prophets, those who are identifying to be with Christ. And by their fruits, they are not. You have in 1 Timothy 4:1. We're going to come right back to Matthew. You can stay there if you want to. But I'm going to bring in a few other verses. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressively that in the latter days times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We're living in a time of great deception where people are being deceived. We're also living in a time of a denial. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. We see today, in a world where they are denying truth, in a world where they don't want to have no identity with God, in a world where they do not want to identify with God, They don't even desire that. Going back now to Matthew 24 again. So we find in these verses that there is a spiritual deception and false religion. And I believe that we're living in a time when that is rampant more than ever before. You find in verses 6 and 7 of Matthew 24, "And ye shall hear the wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Verse 7, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places." Wars and rumors of wars. Wars like have never been before. Nation against nation. Nations that would love to see the destruction of the United States and Israel. And they stated that. They called the United States the big devil, and they called Israel the little devil. They both must go. What we face ahead, we do not know. But we do know that we have a home in heaven that'll be far better than anything here. Unrest and fear. Luke 21, verses 25 to 26. Luke chapter 21, verses 25 and 26. "And there shall be signs in the sun and the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress and of nations, with perplexities, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken." Unrest and fear. Does that bring unrest and fear to you this morning? God help us to find the rest and the peace that He wants you and I to have in our hearts today. We have national disasters mentioned in this chapter. Verse 7 in Matthew 24. Going back to Matthew chapter 24 again, we find in verse 7, we read that, we find famines, pestilence and diseases, earthquakes. Revelation chapter 6, in the latter half of the tribulation period, there are earthquakes mentioned there. But I believe it'll be a time of earthquakes like this world has never seen. It's called the beginning of sorrows in verse 8. "And all these things," and all these are the beginning of sorrows. "They shall deliver you up." Well, that gets into our next point. Does it bring sorrow to our hearts? Does it, we say, or does it bring joy to our hearts when we say, when you see the testimony of John in the end of Revelation, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." We sang those two last songs of the last days. May God help us to be resting in peace and rest in Jesus. You have in verse 9, 10, and 11, verses 9 and 10 in Revelation 20, I mean in Roman, I'm sorry, Matthew 24. "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another." Hatred for faith. We see that coming in, but coming up among the nations today. Hatred for faith in Jesus. Hatred for faith in God. People that would like to destroy us. It was even mentioned that they're just waiting until Donald Trump gets out of the road. We don't know. God is in control. God is all powerful. It is in His control. We see betrayal and offense. We see martyrdom. Go to Revelation chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. You don't have to. You can stay in Matthew 24 if you want to. But in Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. And when he had opened the fifth seal and saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge, dost thou and avenge our blood on them that dwell in the earth? He tells him to wait till he gathers all his own in. I know that has some more prophetical things that one could talk about there, but I'm going to leave that for this morning. But as we think about these things happening in the last days, does it bring fear to your heart? Now you have in verse 12 in chapter 24 of Matthew, verse 12 reads like this, And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Increase in wickedness. We know that, and we don't have to even guess, but the iniquity of this world has increased dramatically. We all know that. We're living in a time when those things that were wrong are now right in man's eyes. Those things that were right are now wrong. Love growing cold. I trust through all of these times our churches can show the love of God among each other. And this coldness doesn't come into the church. The last day's behavior. You could go to 2 Timothy. I'm not going to turn to that. Where it says they're lovers of self. They're proud. They're disobedient. They're boasters. That's the time we're living in. I say this morning, even so come, Lord Jesus. Matthew 24:14. Here's another the thing that Jesus was telling was going to come in the last days. Yes, Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Where are we today? We're in the countries. When I was young, you would have thought that we would never get into. The gospel is going forth. Are you an instrument to be ready to help have it happen? Even though we cross dangerous borders at times, are we ready? These are the last days. And then he says, and then shall the end come. The end will come. The end will come. And it's coming. We're moving like the train is moving at a rapid pace. In Matthew chapter 10, I want to turn back to Matthew chapter 10 first of all, to read one verse there. Matthew chapter 10, verse 21. For she said within herself, If I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. I'm sorry, it's not the verse I wanted. I didn't think it made sense. Chapter 10, verse 21. Let's try that one. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. Friends, this morning we have a breakdown in our society today and relationships in family. Disrespect for authority is running rampant in our world today, and that feel has touched the church in ways that it should not have. God dealt with it severely in the days of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Is God's attitude any less today? When there's disrespect, and when authority is not respected. In Matthew 24:37, first of all, let me turn to Genesis 6:5. Our brother was back there in the beginning of Genesis this morning in devotions. I want to look at a verse in Genesis chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 24, 14. I'm sorry, Matthew 24, 37. And here it says, but as the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. If you read that account, men were very wicked. They were morally at a low. How does God look at the world today? In the low moral standards of today, we are living in great wickedness. And it seems to be that it's creeping into the churches. Brothers and sisters, we must remain pure. It is only that which will get us to heaven. Violence like days of Noah. We're living in that kind of violence where there is no respect for human life anymore. Well, I wouldn't go out and shoot my brother. But what about whether you don't love him or not? I'll let you think of the rest of that. Go with me to Daniel 9, 27. I'll compare that with a verse in Matthew here. Daniel 9, verse 27. Right, Daniel 9, 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week he shall cease. He shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now, let's go to Matthew 24 again, verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. See the connection there? That is referenced from Daniel. Reaffirmed by Jesus himself in Matthew. Now let's look at 24:15 in relation to, well, we did read that. Reaffirmed by Jesus. And I believe this morning we're looking at a book, the book of life, that fits together from Genesis to the end of Revelation. Now let's go to 24, 21, and 22. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Unprecedented suffering. Shortened days for the elect, when God's people be called out. And I believe, brothers and sisters, we're living very close to that time. And while there's different views of prophecy, we need to respect that. We need to respect each other. While we take different views of prophecy, doesn't mean that we shut the book of Revelation and never talk about it. God expects us. God has pronounced a blessing on the prophecies of that book, and we need to respect it as such. Now let's go to verse 29. Matthew 24:29. Immediately after this tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Sun darkened, moon not giving light, stars falling, great heavenly disturbances. And as we think of the Son of Man coming, look at verse 30 of this same chapter. He says, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Someday Jesus is coming as Lord of Lords and King of Kings, gathering the elect together. That song that we sang talked about meeting him in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Revelation chapter 4 talks about the meeting of the Lord in the air, when the church shall be gathered out. And I know not everybody sees it that way, but that's okay. We can still talk about it. Be ready. The theme this morning is to be ready. The time to be alert. The time to be ready to meet the Lord. Because that time is soon here. And it'll be as a thief in the night for those who are not ready. For those of you who are God's people and Christians, it won't take us off guard. But we'll be watching and waiting. They that look for him shall he appear. I think as we looked at the signs of the time this morning, out of Matthew 24, how should believers respond? Go with me to Luke 21:28. How should we respond as believers? Luke chapter 21, verse 28. And when those things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your eye, hands, for your redemption draweth nigh. That's what Jesus is talking about. When we see all these things come to pass, look up, because your redemption is drawing nigh. Praise God. 1 Peter 4:7, I think it's the verse I quoted. I'm not sure. I have it jotted down here. But 1 Peter 4:7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. I fear that one of the things that has taken the Mennonite church down is materialism. The world of materialism that we live in. I want to share these 4 points. Live with readiness. Maintain a vibrant relationship with Christ. Your personal devotions is so important. Keep short accounts with God. Hide them in your heart. Remember them. Secondly, remain faithful. Don't give way to false doctrines. Don't give way to deception. Continue serving, praying, and loving others is so important. Jesus prayed in his high priestly prayer that he prayed to the Father. He said that they might be one as we are one. Remain faithful. Number 3, stay watchful. Discern truth from error. Guard against spiritual complacency. And 4th point, share the gospel urgently. The times call for a boldness to go forth with the gospel to the lost world around us. May we take those 4 points with us. And also, I'd like to share yet in closing the hope beyond all the signs. The signs point to God, God's plan, not chaos. With God, everything is happening according to His will. Christ remains sovereign over history. Believers have a blessed hope. Friends, this morning, what would we do without that blessed hope that we have in Christ? Trust God's promises even when the world seems unstable, or even when nothing seems to make sense. Face the future with confidence, not fear. Trust God's promises. The purpose of the signs is not to create panic in us, but preparation. Jesus calls His followers to be discerning, faithful, watchful, and hopeful. We have a hope beyond this old earth. What is happening in the world today, and how am I responding to it, is a question we all need to answer and ask ourselves. Since we recognize the signs this morning, let us live ready for the Lord's return, because He will soon come, shall we pray? Dear God, we just pray that everything that is said this morning would have been according to Your will. Help us, Lord, to be mindful of the voice of Your Spirit at all times. We thank You, Lord, for each one that's here. Oh God, that it may have created in us an awareness of Your time coming soon. We know not when, we know not the day nor the hour, but we know, Lord, that the signs of the times are all pointing that direction. So God, be with us. Bless us and keep us in the center of Your will. And bless each one as they go from here, that we might go forth with a burning fire to show to the world what is available. In Jesus' name, amen.